The American Medical Association marked a milestone last month. The largest professional association for physicians in the country inaugurated for the first time an African-American woman as its leader. Erin Payne recently spoke with the newly elected AMA president, who has a unique understanding of the Ohio Valley. And she says the organization will work for patients and physicians as they face some of the nation's toughest health challenges.
Duties and obligations.
I pledge myself, so help me God.
I pledge myself, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dr. Patrice Harris took the oath in June to become the first African-American woman to serve as the American Medical Association's president. I recently spoke to her about the honor and what it means to her.
I know that I can stand as tangible evidence that young girls from communities of color and young boys and girls can know that they can aspire not only to be physicians, but to be elected to the highest office of the physicians of this country.
I understand you have a unique perspective and understanding of the health issues of our region.
Well, I was born and raised in Bluefield, West Virginia, and I attended West Virginia University for both my undergraduate degree and my medical school degree. My father worked on the railroad. My mother taught school. So I have a unique and personal connection and understanding of the region.
What are the most pressing issues specific to this region that you feel the AMA can help address?
In West Virginia, there's a significant burden for those who have diabetes, who have high blood pressure, those who have an opioid use disorder. So the AMA has strong policy. We've been advocating for increased funding. We've been advocating and working to ensure that those who have a substance use disorder are not stigmatized. We want to make sure we increase understanding that substance use disorder is a brain disorder. It's a chronic illness, just like diabetes and hypertension.
Dr. Harris brings an understanding of the opioid epidemic to the AMA's presidency, both as a long-practicing psychiatrist in Georgia and as chair of the organization's opioid task force since 2011. The task force recently released its 2019 progress report on the opioid epidemic, offering recommendations to remove barriers to treatment. Dr. Harris says the report also makes a point of highlighting effective approaches to addressing opioid addiction.
Absolutely. And I think it is important to talk about what's working. We highlight the numbers regarding the decrease number of opioid prescriptions that are written, around 28% nationwide over the last 4 to 5 years. There are programs around this country, across this country, that are working in this space. Hospitals are looking at stewardship programs to make sure that opioids are prescribed appropriately. And I do want to say now, we do want to be judicious in our prescribing, but we also don't want to limit patients who have pain regarding access to treatment. Across this country, only 2 in 10 people who want opioid use disorder treatment have access to it.
And that's a key statistic to the Ohio Valley region, which faces some of the highest fatal overdose rates in the country. The AMA also advocates for better conditions for physicians. Dr. Harris's tenure as president will include advocating for less bureaucracy, better physician education, and better systems to offer health care.
Regulatory burdens, electronic health records are a significant cause of physician dissatisfaction and, unfortunately, burnout in the physician community. So the AMA is working on several fronts to address that issue, certainly to reduce the amount of paperwork and the regulatory burden. In fact, we did a study several years ago that showed that for every 1 hour physicians spend in caring for patients, we spend 2 hours in patient care. And so we're working on many fronts in that area. We also, of course, at the AMA, were strong supporters of the Affordable Care Act because we wanted to make sure that those who were uninsured or underinsured had access to health care. And certainly we know that in West Virginia, there's a significant number of folks, and in the region, in Kentucky and in Ohio, there are significant numbers who don't have access to health care.
The ACA increased the number of those insured in the Ohio Valley, but it is again being challenged in court over questions of its constitutionality. The case will likely head to the Supreme Court. which means Dr. Harris's tenure as the AMA's president is sure to be interesting. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.